This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian. Nemi. Oh, sorry, Nemi.
Nemi.
And Mark.
There you go. Nemi with her can of whatever that is.
It's Pepsi Throwback.
Okay. That's the one with the sugar in it?
That's right.
Okay. So we'll take your calls about absolutely anything at all here. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We had some Bitcoin-related discussion in the first hour of the show. And, Mark, you had something that you wanted to flash back to April. Somebody had emailed you regarding Bitcoin. They were upset, apparently, that we had been talking about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about Bitcoin now for 2 years, I think, on Free Talk Live, over 2 years at this point.
We had our meeting with Gavin Andreessen.
2011.
In January 2011.
Yeah, so early 20. Okay, so yeah, at least 2.5 years at this point, if not longer.
But I think early on, we were skeptical as to whether or not Bitcoin was going to be anything or not. It's easy to look back and say, oh, what sages we were back in the day. No, I mean, it's just not the case.
We got drug along into Bitcoin, basically.
I liked what Gavin had to say about Bitcoin, but adoption's really important when it comes to these things. At the time,
if I'd been smart, I'd have gone right out and bought a whole bunch of them when I talked to Gavin, but I didn't.
Well, if you, I don't know the smart. I mean, just lucky that lots of smart people that didn't buy Bitcoins.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't really consider myself like a real sharp investor person or whatever. So
I consider myself to be reasonably sharp in that area, and I didn't go out and buy any at that point.
I should have bought them. I really should have bought them when I figured out about the Silk Road, which, of course, is this online black market where you can go and buy all kinds of interesting things, including illegal drugs and fake IDs, all kinds of fun stuff.
Mail-order brides, too.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Is that a new category?
I don't know. This was the conversation I had last night, that you can buy yourself a mail-order bride on.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, it's an amazing site, and when I realized how important it was, I did connect, and I totally got it, and how meaningful that site was and how revolutionary it was for the black market. But yet I didn't connect that idea to, hey, maybe this means something good for Bitcoins. Nope, didn't do it. So instead I waited until I got some. But this guy was really upset, and I haven't read this email. You asked me if I remembered this email, but you never sent it. It was not sent to me originally, and you did not forward it to me, Mark. So I'm in the dark on this. All I know is that you've kind of basically told me what the guy says in it.
Yeah, it's titled here, FTL Owes Listeners an Apology. And like I said, I held on to this because I wanted to see in some period of months or weeks what things were going to be like. I think I probably thought weeks as far as Bitcoin went, and you know, whether it went up or down or whatever, and I was going to read it one way or the other. And this is from a fellow named Jeremy, and he says, I was a listener for quite some time and recently took a break from listening to the show.
Mm.
During this time, I was reading a message board. People were discussing and warning each other about the impending Bitcoin collapse, how it was pumped up super high, had all these investors get in and rode it up to 300 plus per Bitcoin.
Not quite.
It didn't make it to 300 plus. And then at the peak, everyone on the message board and the word on the street was, get out of Bitcoin! It recently crept down, people got out, and then really hit bottom. And people who have invested like thousands and thousands of dollars in Bitcoins are hurt by this.
If it hit bottom, it would have been like 20 cents.
Well,
but
it went down to 50 bucks. You're going to feel like if you bought Bitcoins at 150.
Yeah.
And it went down to 50.
You're going to feel hurt.
It feels like bottom.
Yeah.
And I just want, you know, I want to talk about this and, you know, because I think that there's a lot of problems as far as Bitcoin's volatility. I think that's a fair assessment as far as Bitcoin goes.
That's true. Yeah.
And that Bitcoin needs to level out to be considered a real currency. But I think leveling out might be like $10,000 of Bitcoin. Max Kaiser has predicted $100,000 of Bitcoin to $1 million of Bitcoin.
Woo!
So I'm not...
How's $150 going to feel then?
I'm not claiming that.
We don't know, obviously, and they don't either.
Right, but this,
neither does the emailer.
No, they don't, and that's the point of this reading this email, is look, you know, whatever it is, consider that you may be wrong in life.
I've been wrong and probably will be again.
So he says, so now I turn on the most recent podcast and I hear Bitcoin ads, pro-Bitcoin ads, you guys plugging Bitcoin, saying, here, visit this website and buy Bitcoin.
We even went to the Bitcoin conference.
We did.
And we met the Jason who we had on
the
phone.
We've got all kinds of dirty, dirty Bitcoin money. And the pro
Bitcoin. Well, I don't know where the Bitcoin money's coming from.
No, I just mean that any Bitcoin money, any Bitcoins would be dirty according to you know, this guy's assessment.
Yeah.
So anyway, the pro-Bitcoin message blaring on the radio show, pushing forward like nothing ever happened, nothing even happened. This is wrong.
When he says nothing even happened, he means like the dip down from 250?
Okay. The shoot up. He's like, 250 is really not fair to talk about because very few people would have been able to even get in at 250. It just kind of shot up and shot down.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations. More likely, you might have gotten at 150,
mm-hmm.
and that's certainly got a sting that in a few days it's down to $50.
Yep.
But you might have cashed out at you know, 80.
Okay.
So, you know, you cut your money in half, and that's painful too. You guys really owe your audience an apology because you pushed these bitcoins religiously. As one caller called you, Ian, a liberty hipster. I have no idea what that means.
But I'm not sure what it has to do with bitcoins.
I don't know what that means at all.
And I'm not sure if I'm a hipster.
This bitcoin
think I am.
Fever?
Derek J is a hipster. And I love Derek J.
And this bitcoin fever continues as the currency flatlines so fast it'll probably go back down to $10 a Bitcoin. Now, obviously, it never went down to $10 a Bitcoin. It went down to about $50 a Bitcoin and then bounced back up. In the same way it bounced down, it bounced up. And it's about now where it was when this, you know, the super spike happened that people could barely get into. And on Free Talk Live, I've never recommended sell bitcoins. And I want to make this clear. If you bought in at 150 and bitcoins are now at 142, how do you like me now? Like, even though it's been some time, I still think it's going to continue to go up, and I've never recommended sell bitcoin. I do think
never said, by the way, sell everything you own and buy bitcoins.
No.
Now, we've never gotten on the air and made any kind of outrageous statements of, this is it, throw your eggs all in one basket. That's never been the message on Free Talk Live. For me, at least, my message has always been, this is something I think is interesting. I believe in the idea. I think Bitcoin's a solid currency. It's a great financial transaction system.
And that's the reason that I'm for it, is not because it goes up, 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 which, you know, it has been certainly on an upward trajectory since I've owned it, but that it does what it says it's going to do. When they say that they provide you with secure, potentially anonymous interactions where you can send and receive money on the internet, paying no to very mitigable, like a penny fee to transfer money, that you can do around the world, and that you have complete control over your own money. They do everything they say they're going to do. And that's a product that I tend to believe is going to do well in
the
future.
Not to mention the fact that it's out of the hands of the state, that the state can't shut it down, that it's decentralized, it basically can't be stopped.
Well, that's the point of saying that you have complete control over your money, because any other currency, the state has complete control over your
money.
True. You put your
some state.
Let's use U.S. dollars. They're a big one. The United States government, through the Federal Reserve, will print all the dollars it wants to print, devaluing the dollar that you own. Tell me you have complete control. They will, if they decide that you owe them some money for one reason or another, they'll go to your bank and they'll take the money right out of your bank.
Yeah, they will.
Your bank will your bank will roll over like a good dog and bare its stomach, being your bank account to them, and you don't have control. Bitcoin gives you the control, and until somebody can show me it doesn't do what it says it's going to do, I'm going to be a fan.
Let's come back. Is there more to
this? A little bit, yeah.
We'll get to that in moments. Also, your calls, if you would like to share your thoughts, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
It's Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We share with you the features on the website. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. So ours is free. Enjoy it at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project got the opportunity to meet up with a new mover to New Hampshire. Actually, he'd never heard of the Free State Project.
What?
But boy, he really liked it when we told him about it. There's this guy that showed up here in town, and I don't recommend going about it this way, but some people, they, you know, they're the kind of the float with the wind types. That's just how they are. I would recommend if you're going to come to New Hampshire that you let people know in advance. Try to make connections in advance and meet people online before you show up in real life. But sometimes it works out for the people to just kind of roll the dice and throw caution to the wind and go for it. Anyway, guy shows up in town, Jay. He's come from Alaska, and he found freekeen.com. He found the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. He really likes the Shire Society Declaration. He felt like, you know, he was all alone in Alaska. He was standing up for his rights when it came to the police and recording them and things like that. But he was just kind of like a one-man activist guy. And he didn't realize, he was telling us, he did not realize that there were other people out there kind of on the same path as him, people that appreciate the ideas of, you know, consensual human interactions and liberty and living your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. I mean, this guy was just saying, you know, it was really clear from what he was saying that he totally should be here in New Hampshire with this great group of people. Now, I asked him about the Free State Project. He'd never heard of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He'd never heard of the Free State Project. He came into this movement of this migration of people who love liberty coming to New Hampshire, came in through a different doorway. The Free State Project is just one of those. The Shire Society is something that some of the activists created, New Hampshire natives and Free State Project participants created back in 2010. And it's a more explicit declaration of independence. So if you go to shiresociety.com, you can read the declaration there. That's all about declaring your own personal independence. Whereas joining the Free State Project, you can still kind of believe in the state and believe in minarchism and small government. And, you know, the Free State Project statement of intent is a much wider, I think, encompassing movement. Sure. And I think that's a good thing to bring more people here. But it's interesting, right? Like the dude had never heard of Free Talk Live. He had never heard of the Free State Project, and yet he was here. So it was great. Anyway, we rounded up a group. Literally, he got in touch late last night. He posted on the forum at forum.shiresociety.com. He was downtown in Keene yesterday and happened to run into somebody who's a local who knows us and got my phone number and texted me, and we hooked up for a lunch today with, I think we had about six people come out to meet him.
Nice.
So on short notice, very short notice, in the middle of the working day, we were able to turn out six people to go out to the buffet here in town and sat down and chatted with this guy for like an hour, and it was fantastic, and now he's here, and he's going to be staying at a Free State Project participant-run bed and breakfast in the area, which is really cool. So, man, people just keep on coming in, and I know that the moving parties, by the way, have been happening like every weekend out in Manchester, it seems like. At least that's the way it seems.
They do have a lot in Manch. There's another one coming up this coming weekend. I think I heard a tap room last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of people moving up here, and a bunch of them are focusing on the big city, obviously, because that's where a lot of jobs are and things like that. But other people, some might be moving to Concord and the seacoast. And the idea is a simple one. Let's concentrate people together. Don't be alone with this whole liberty thing, because if you're alone and you believe in the ideas of liberty, it's just a tough road. I mean, it's a hard road anyway. Like here in New Hampshire, it's not easy. But, man, if you don't have anybody backing you up where you are, why not move where people are that believe in the things that you do? It's a great idea. That's why I'm here. That's why Mark's here. And any of you were fortunate enough to be born here. FreeStateProject.org. Go and learn more about the movement that is gathering 20,000 people together to come to the same place and get active for freedom. FreeStateProject.org. William is in Boise. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, William.
Hey, Ian. I was listening to the podcast. I think it was from September 16th. I believe I told the answer the phone. It was last night's show, but I see that I was mistaken as I look at my calendar. But I'm calling regarding a rather lively conversation. I think it was you, Mark, and I believe Johnny Ray was on, had regarding morality. Do you recall that?
Yes. We were talking about whether or not morality was something that
was... No, this was Daryl. This was Monday night.
Daryl, okay, yeah.
Monday night was epic. I heard about it last night. Did you have caffeine?
No.
Yeah, I gave him chocolate.
Okay, so there was chocolate, and just somebody thought that you had relapsed on Diet Coke.
No, he didn't have a Coke.
Okay, I'm sorry to digress, but it was apparently epic.
Was it two chocolates or one?
To some extent, I think I had two chocolates.
Yeah, Mark was shouting, and
to some extent, I just let Ian's crap go. Like, you know, you can't talk sense to a rubber ball. And just,
Gardner Goldsmith was on my side.
That
Thank
doesn't
you.
Make you right.
Oh, Gardner
it just
was
makes
on
you
too?
Have agreements. Oh, and I tend to respect Gardner's opinion. He's wrong on this issue. You're wrong on this issue.
And what was the issue for listeners that were not tuned
whether in? Or not university, morality is a universal truth as opposed to a sort of cultural truth.
And the other question was is morality subjective?
Right.
Larger
exactly.
Question.
Exactly.
William, your thoughts.
Yeah, you, right before a commercial break, you had made the assertion, Ian, that morality was all subjective. And what I'm wondering is, would you agree with me that that's just another way of saying that it's relative, it's not an absolute truth?
Yeah, I mean, it's subjective based on the individual's interpretations of their experiences and the conclusions they've drawn from it.
Okay. And what I'm wondering is, if you include or exclude your assertion regarding the assertion that you made. So in other words, do you, your statement that all morality is subjective or relative, do you include or exclude that from the assertion itself?
Do I include?
So if the statement, that you're making that morality is subjective, is the statement that you're making subjective? Could morality be universal for some and then subjective for others? Do you see how one can't make a statement?
Subjective from your perspective.
Language is not based in the subjective. Is the point that's being made here? By the way, this is another term for this is checkmate.
Yeah, it's a great point. But the reason is because if you are including your statement, all morality is subjective. That is an absolute statement. So you are saying that that's absolute. However, your absolute statement claims that nothing is absolute. So therefore, it's a contradictory, oxymoronic statement in and of itself. But if you exclude your statement, then what
did I say there are no absolutes? I'm sorry. I don't think I made a statement about how there's no absolutes, so I don't see how there was a contradiction.
Well, you said all morality is subjective, and I think you just agreed that that means that it's relative and there's not one universal truth, as Mark was saying, regarding morality. And if that's true, then if you exclude your statement from that, that, I mean, basically your assertion is an absolute in and of itself. It's not subjective. You are making a universal statement of truth that all morality is subjective. However, if your statement is subjective, then it could be wrong. But if you're excluding your statement, then it's the only absolute that you're saying exists, which kind of isn't fair.
I don't know if I said there aren't any other absolutes. Maybe I'm just not really getting your point. You can hang on if you want. I admit I'm a little dense sometimes. 855 453. I don't think I made a claim about absolutes.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nami.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy news updates. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, your preference. It's all there for you at news.freetalklive.com. Makes it easy to sign up for whichever of those you prefer to follow. That's news.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives and critical thinking, self-education, personal growth, parenting practices, better communication strategies. You can go to School Sucks Project right now and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features all kinds of libertarian luminaries. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, let's go back to William. He's calling from Boise regarding the conversation we had Monday night about morality and whether it is subjective. Daryl and Mark believe that there is an objective morality, meaning that there's something outside of you that can be identified as true.
I never claimed outside, inside. Okay. It's a definition of a term.
Whatever it is. Subjectivity is what I suggest about morality. And what you're saying, William, let me recap, because I'm sure I'm misunderstanding you, and then you can correct me however I am wrong. You're saying that by me saying that I think morality is subjective, that that's an absolute statement, and somehow that has tied into a general statement about how there are no absolutes, but I never made any statement about absolutes at any point. This is just my opinion about morality.
Yeah, so let's change of terms. Actually, before I do that, I do want to let you know, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I do love the show and appreciate what
first
you guys
time.
Are doing
right,
for
well,
Liberty.
Great.
So do want to say that. But so let's go back to the terms you were using then. You're using subjective and objective. And you're correct. I don't recall the word absolute coming out. However, subjective is something that pertains to the characteristic of an individual or a person, I think, as you were saying it, each person, Ian, I believe your opinion was, has their own subjective morality.
Right. They determine their morality for themselves based on, a variety of life experiences and their opinions, judging, from what they've experienced and what is effective and what works and what they consider good. So, I think that is subjective. Yes.
Okay. And the objective, I think, is what Mark was advocating for, and I'm not sure. Who did you say was with you on Monday?
Daryl. Definitely on Mark's side.
Daryl, okay. And so I thought he was as well, but I know Mark was a little more animated in his approach. So in any case, but Mark was talking about the analogy of, a gold nugget in the dirt, and you may not know it's there, but it's still there whether you've learned it or not. And that would be the objective. And however, when you take your statement and you make your statement, then we could say, is your statement a subjective one as well?
Meaning it's based on my opinions. Yeah, of course.
Right, right. So in other words, your statement that all morality is subjective and not objective is just your subjective opinion.
Of course.
And therefore,
why would it be anything but that? Everything's
right.
Subjective.
But by saying that, do you see where it leaves room for the fact that it very well could be objective?
Because there's a possibility of that. Sure, I'll acknowledge that there's a possibility of that. But I think that everything that we experience is completely subjective. So, it's going to be difficult to convince me that there's an objective morality.
Well, so this is the point I've made, I feel, is stronger here, Ian, is that we've got lots of words that define a subjective way of being societally, right? We've got mores, we've got norms, we've got ethics, we've got scruples. I mean, those are just what's coming off of my head. I've got four of them for you. Do you want to add the term morals to that group of words that means nothing, just behavior inside a particular culture? Or do you want a word that means something new? And each word should mean something different. Otherwise, you get this redundancy that's really just good for poetry. And what I mean by that is that morals, as it's sometimes used by some people, because there's a lot of people that'll play this equivocation game with you, that like, hey, ain't nothing right or wrong in this world and whatever. I don't know why it matters. Nothing worth doing nothing over. I mean, because to me, when you destroy the universality of the term morals, you just destroy the human race.
I didn't
race.
Say there was nothing right or wrong. I have opinions about what's right and wrong.
Then is that what's moral or not? Right universal?
No, it's
is what
subjective.
Is right. Okay, what is right is subjective.
Right, people have different ideas about what's right. As
that doesn't make them correct.
I don't
Ian.
Think you. I don't think you can be objective without being subjective first. You
okay, what's that mean?
Well, I think. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I was going to say. Well, okay, we're both letting each other go ahead. So, you get your chance, I guess. So I'll take it. Thank you. The idea that Ian had said the other day that he believes that do no harm is a moral truth. I don't think it's just a moral truth to Ian. I think that is an absolute, universal, objective moral truth.
Genocide would be the same idea, but obviously, since genocide happens, it's not a universally held truth. There are people who commit genocide.
Right. It doesn't have to be universally held, but the people who believe it are wrong. And I think that's
all you guys have, though. Like, that's all you have is you just keep reasserting that those people are wrong. I agree with you that it's wrong to commit genocide.
But, Ian,
but
I use
people have different ideas about what is harm, right?
It's the reason, though, because it does harm. I mean, do you agree that it does harm? Just like,
some would say that I'm harming my kitty by keeping him in my home against his will.
Well, would you agree that that's a whole lot different of a stretch than something done?
It's all
to a
we're
human
all talking about what people
a,
consider right and wrong. That's what we're talking about
sure.
here, right? And people have different opinions on these matters. And I'm not willing to say Mark.
Ian, I made a point regarding your kitty the day before yesterday that I think is relevant here is that one of you is right and one of you is wrong about whether or not keeping the cat inside.
Of course
inside.
You think that because you think morality is objective. And I don't necessarily agree with you.
And
I think
at
we
some
can
point
both be right.
We will discover whether or not, how can you possibly both be right on the when you're saying one person saying
objective.
A is A and the other person saying that A is B and
I want to know what Nemi had to say because she's sitting patiently.
I know I am so excited this is happening again. I heard the rumors and then it's happening right in front of me. Thank you so much for calling in with us.
Hey, glad
I don't
to be a part.
You know, I think that there's another example I can think of is someone who is innocent being punished for something they didn't do. That's another universally held. But again, if it were universally held, it would not be happening.
Exactly.
And so someone out there thinks punishing innocent people is appropriate. And I wanted to get back to, I think everyone's experience is subjective, so to develop an objective opinion or stance, you would have to analyze your position first and then come to an objective one and say, okay, maybe...
How could you do that?
I don't know. I institute common sense in here somewhere and say, you know what? I don't let my cat outside because I don't want her getting run over by a car.
There's all kinds of good reasons for it.
Sure. But go ahead, guys.
I think the cat is... It's a tougher example because even though I agree with you, Ian, and you, Mark, I think you have a dog. I have a pet, too. I treat my pet well, kind. I think if it was left out there in the wild, it would not survive. So in any case.
That's true. You know, some pets only exist because humans have been taking care of them, you know, like a Chihuahua or something like that. I mean, this little dog is not going to live in the wild for very long. So there are certain things that just simply exist because we've taken them, taken animals as pets. So I think there's good arguments on both sides. I don't think there is any real firm answer there. You know what, William, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts and the first call, so welcome to Free Talk Live. Appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. So, Nemi, are you on the side of subjectivity on this?
I think I am.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Clearly, all the
clearly I'm wrong,
doesn't
too.
Make anyone correct.
We're going to come back with more then, I guess, because Mark's got more to say.
What?
Yes!
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And on the website, you'll find a variety of features that we give away. But, of course, it's not free for us to run the website and do this whole talk show thing. There's a lot of costs involved, especially promoting Free Talk Live to other radio stations and helping Free Talk Live get on the air and other places and also bringing new Internet listeners on board. We could use your help with that. It's $5 a month to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we'll take that $5 in from you and spend it on getting the show out there and thereby spreading the ideas of freedom and exposing new people to the ideas of liberty. If that's important to you and it's worth the price of a cup of coffee per month, I guess a lot of people are going to be quitting Starbucks soon. Now, yes. I know, Nemi, you want to talk about that tonight. A lot of people are going to be quitting Starbucks. Take that $5 you were going to spend on your iced mocha, latte, cappuccino, whatever they call them over there. And,
iced Americano.
Yeah, and send it our way. And go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll do a whole lot more with that money than Starbucks would for Liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details. And please, get signed up. Thanks for doing that in advance at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, was there something else you wanted to add here? Because there are other people who wanted to jump in on the morality.
Yep. So I just want to sum up my position in stating that I understand that morality is often used by lots of people around the world as meaning a subjective way of discussing right and wrong, meaning religion through ancient texts or cultural forms of right and wrong, things like that. However, it is the only word that also has a definition that includes, like, the term of universality. Here, coming from the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, normatively to refer to a code of conduct that, given specified conditions, would be put forward by all rational persons. So what I suggest is, as a stylistic issue in using the language, that you go ahead and use things like norms and ethics and scruples and all kinds of other terms that mean something subjective, and you use morality to mean something universal, and that this would give one a command of the language above what one has otherwise.
I'm not going to use a word to describe something that's not true about it, because there is no universality to morality.
This is the word that has this definition.
Great. Somebody wrote a definition of morality. Obviously, yeah. I don't agree with it. So let's get, obviously, with somebody who believes as you do, Mark, and they apparently are the editor of that dictionary. Let's go to the phones here. By the way, as far as, it's a nice definition that rational people would act in this particular way, but, you know, who's defining rational?
The people with the guns.
Maybe so. Or with the gates
like,
to heaven.
I know what thievery
certainly,
is. Boom.
Certainly the guy up at the, oh, God, what is it, at the podium in church.
The podium?
The preacher. Podium. The preacher.
The pulpit.
The pulpit. Thank you. That's the word I was grasping for. That guy preaches morality, too, you know, and if you're not the guy.
He calls it morality.
Exactly. So would it not be subjective?
I think that morality is used as a term to describe a subjective set of rules of right and wrong. Mm-hmm. However, it is the only term that is also defined as using the term universality.
Okay, let's continue with Webkeys listening in Manchester. Webkeys, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to LRN.FM.
Hi. So I guess I'm going to disagree with you guys and agree with the last caller about morality being objective, because the way that I see it, it's...
The way I see it. There's a hint that it's subjective. Go ahead.
Okay. I could be wrong, but... okay, so it's possible that objective morality exists, is my claim. And to back that up, I would say that species that have historically survived have done so by not attacking one another, usually, and at least not enough to go extinct. And so if you apply it to humans, then that would go along with the non-aggression principle. So if you were to follow that, then you could say that science backs up the philosophy of non-aggression. What do you think about that?
So that essentially that the morality of the non-aggression principle has been shown through at least tens of thousands of years of Darwinian,
right.
Not aggressing against people is the best way for people to cooperate and make life better for one another.
Isn't that kind of useful? Isn't that kind of universal?
Absolutely. Well, it's almost, kind of. Just about.
Okay, then what is not universal about it?
Well, not everyone agrees with it.
You said it's the best way for people to get along together.
In my opinion, that's true.
Okay, so in your opinion, but I've never even heard anyone...
Subjective opinion.
What's that?
I prefer to work by myself.
To talk about individuals, though, that also works for individuals, because an individual that follows the non-aggression principle would be less likely to be aggressed upon and would be more likely to pass on his or her genes.
I'm not disagreeing with your point about the non-aggression principle being a valid principle, one that is helpful toward mankind. I don't think that in any way speaks to the subject of morality being subjective or not. I don't know if that was the purpose of your call.
All I'm saying is that if it can be scientifically at least pointed to, then there's a possibility that objectively that anyone looking at it from a scientific perspective would say that there's a high likelihood that that is what morality is. And,
they would draw that conclusion.
Is science subjective, Ian?
Is there a right...
answer the question, please.
Is science subjective? Of course, because it's looked at by human beings.
Right. Well, you know that some crazy people call cars little pink pogo sticks, but that doesn't make them right.
So is there a right or wrong... Is there in any given circumstance, in any given question about human action, is there a right and wrong choice?
I think so. I mean, if it involves harming someone, I don't know everything perfectly, and I don't think anybody else does. But I think statistics can show that the best course of action in any.
Well, we're not talking about statistics.
Well,
we're talking about opinions.
He's not talking about opinions. He's talking about knowns and unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a difference between having an opinion on a subject and knowing or not knowing. Like, I know that there's some math that, quantifies how the Earth spins around the sun, but I don't know what that math is. It doesn't make that math subjective. It just makes it unknown to me.
Okay.
Right. So I mean,
so what?
All I'm saying then is that the odds are that the most likely correct morality is one of non-aggression. So that's my whole point.
I'm on your side, man. I mean, I think that's absolutely the right thing to do is to not aggress against people. And I think you're going to find that most people do agree with you on that particular statement, unless, of course, they work for the state, in which case you've got a significant amount of people that disagree. I thank you for the call, Web Keys. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, yeah, you can get a lot of people to agree on the basic principle of non-aggression, but, you know, not everybody agrees with it. And when you start getting down into other questions,
you keep
like
on
I said,
saying this agrees part, though, Ian. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm 100% clear. Listen to me. Over here, I'm being clear that there are people that disagree with me on what is right and wrong. I am claiming that there is a universal truth as to what is right and wrong, and that those people
every time or only sometime?
Always the truth. I don't know what that universal truth is at all times,
okay. But
it is always the truth.
And I understand completely
what
you're
saying.
Even
more often, people that believe things like ancient texts or statism are less often right than I am believing the non-aggression principle. Mm.
Sure. You're definitely more right, in my opinion, Mark, than somebody who believes
in
the state.
I don't care what your opinion is. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Stop saying opinion. I'm talking about a universal truth. There is either a universal truth about what is right or wrong,
my friend.
About humans dealing with each other, or it's not. And it has to do with what's most effective.
What about animals?
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I haven't gotten that far. I'm very interested, but I'm willing to say it doesn't apply to intelligent alien species either.
Exactly the same as you.
So essentially what you're getting at, Mark, is the saying that there are three sides to the truth. There's your side, my side, and the truth.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right?
Indeed.
So the objective morality eludes all of us, and our best guess is the subjective guess? Is that...
I think that is absolutely true. I use the non-aggression principle as a baseline to decide what is moral, and then I actually apply my own moral standards on top of that, which I understand to be subjective.
Okay, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still, there's no evidence that there's any kind of objective morality whatsoever, and when you start getting into the real issues, like I was talking about
once
earlier...
Once everything's subjective, there's no evidence of anything, Ian.
Well, that's true. There really isn't any evidence...
What is
that
this
you
evidence of which you speak? I call them
there's
unicorns.
There's no evidence you exist. There's no evidence you aren't just a computer program here
excellent.
To entertain
me. Once we devolve to this, there's no rational conversation
left. I love working here. Hour 3 on the way.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.